uncomfortably insulted from a perishing world in their warm but untested theology, is not likely to vote him man of the year when he refers to them as the habituates of the synagogue of Satan. The prophet comes to set up that which is upset. His work is to call into line those which are out of line. He is unpopular because he opposes the popular in morality and in spirituality. In a day of faceless politicians and voiceless preachers, there's not a more urgent national need than that we cry to God for a prophet. The function of the prophet, as Austin Sparks once said, has almost always been that of recovery. The prophet is God's detective seeking for a lost treasure. The degree of his effectiveness is determined by his measure of unpopularity. Compromise is not known to him. He has no price tags. He is totally otherworldly. He is unquestionably controversial and unpardonably hostile. He marches to another drummer. He breathes the rarefied air of inspiration. He is a seer who comes to lead the blind. He lives in the heights of God and comes into the valley with a "Thus saith the Lord." He shares some of the knowledge of God and is so aware of impending judgment. He lives in splendid isolation. He is forthright and outright, but he claims no birthright. His message is repent, be reconciled to God, or else. His prophecies are parried. His truth brings torment, but his voice is never void. He is the villain of today and the hero of tomorrow. He is excommunicated while alive and exalted when he is dead. He is dishonored with epithets when breathing and honored with epitaphs when dead. He is a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, but few make the grade in his class. He is friendless while living and famous when dead. He is against the establishment in ministry, then he is established as a saint by posterity. He eats daily the bread of affliction while he ministers, but he feeds the bread of life to those who listen. He walks before men for days, but walks before God for years. He is a scourge to the nation before he is scourged by the nation. He announces, pronounces, and denounces. He has a heart like a volcano, and his words are as fire. He talks to men about God. He carries the lamp of truth amongst heretics, while he is lampooned by men. He faces God before he faces men, but he is self-effacing. He hides with God in the secret place, but he has nothing to hide in the marketplace. He is naturally sensitive, but supernaturally spiritual. He has passion, purpose, and pugnacity. He is ordained of God, but disdained by men. Our national need at this hour is not that the dollar recover its strength. We simply need a God-sent prophet.
Hey guys, we got about another minute here, and in the process of doing so, we got an event coming up on, on the 17th, that will be at Lake Marion Ballroom in Brownton, Minnesota, and then we're going to be in Brainerd on the 19th, that will be at Jack's House Bowl. I want to go ahead and play that commercial for you. We just finished it out. We got about another 45 seconds, so I'm going to go ahead and play this for you. This is the commercial that we just threw over to KTLK. In Brainerd, and go ahead, enjoy.
A political language that has been created to make lies sound truthful.
Hello, friends. Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. How is it that people complain about the establishment and yet continue to participate with that establishment that they complain about and yet believe that somehow or another they are going to bring about the needed changes? This will not do. Therefore, to bring about these changes, we will be at Jack's House Bowl, 300 Highway 25 South in Brainerd, on October 19th. 19th, 2024 at 6 p.m. We'll be up in just a moment. All teed up for radio, social media platform friends. Here we go.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we should rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, real quick, I'm just going to give you the shout-out number, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. If you'd like to check us out on social media platforms, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page. And or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And I just wanted to remind everybody that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. You know what, folks? I want you to go ahead and take a look at this on social media platforms. This is one of my favorite shirts. This is one of the first shirts we ever did. And at length, friends, in short order, let me put it to you. And I'm talking about over the years, and it was put together quickly because I began to understand the pearl to the church, and that was Christ crucified through the natural analogy that the Lord taught us in 1 Corinthians 2:14. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they're spiritually discerned. The Lord taught me through the price paid as to what Calvary is all about, or at least to look that direction to be taught of the Holy Ghost. Well, when you look at it, you can see at the front of the page, what is the price of your freedom? Now, ask a veteran, right? Nobody knows better than those that fought against the very tyrants that the American people are now putting up with in their own backyards. Shameful conduct, right? When you look at the back of it, it says, what is the price of your redemption? Well, the price of your redemption is the spilled blood of the propitiation of the sin, the Redeemer. The one that shed his blood on Calvary to redeem us unto himself. And I want you to think of this. If we really understood the price paid for our freedoms and the cost that it costs men and the Son of God, I'm giving you the natural just the way I taught it and then bringing it back to the spiritual, would we not live unto him and live unto them who died for us? We see in the natural so many people today, they honor the veterans with their lips, but they dishonor the veterans by everything they do. And it's interesting what the people today of the greatest generation, which was World War II, their posterity have forgotten. They have forgotten that someone fought against the very things that they're putting up with in their own backyard. And if they would see the price of that freedom, and I'm not suggesting that not everybody doesn't see it, but I am saying the mass majority of the people in this country overlook it and they dishonor the sacrifice because of what they tolerate in their country. And listen to the voice that they're listening to, friends. They're listening to the voice of the enemy. They're being desensitized. The mainstream media is what? They're subversive to the American way of life as to who we are as one nation under God. Psalm 33, verse 12. And they've taken on a different voice and they've submitted to that voice, not taking heed to it by hearing, but in action they have. They have, what have they have done? They have scripturally
created a God where they fear the Lord, but they serve their own gods. They fear the Lord, but they serve their own gods. And if they truly serve the God of Israel, they wouldn't put up with, they wouldn't tolerate the very things that they tolerate today. And in many cases, friends, they're hearing backwards to the voice of the Lord thy God. And one of the things that I was talking about the other day was the false prophets. And I want to go over that really quick. And I just kind of want to go through that line upon line, precept upon precept, and giving you distinction and get your discerners on so you can know the difference as to what the voice of the Lord is and what the voice of the world is. Okay. And what I was talking about, I believe on Monday, I did an article on Tuesday, which was yesterday, October 8th, and hearing the voice of God in the midst of the world. And it's super, super simple. It is not difficult. When you look at Jeremiah 23, 22, what does it tell us? It tells us, but if they had stood in my counsel, this is the Lord speaking, and had caused my people to hear my words, this is the Lord speaking, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Again, Jeremiah 23, 22. Well, over the last couple months, friends, I have been personally listening and learning from other parts of the body, namely teachers, and in particular, a reputable theologian named R.C. Sproul. And what's interesting is he goes into such detail, even to the smallest jot and tittle of the meanings, even going into Latin and Greek so we can understand as we dig deeper, so we can receive the revelation that the Spirit means to give. R.C. Sproul was talking about the greatest prophets born of women. And that prophet was John the Baptist. He is the baddest of the bad. He is, throughout Scripture, he's the greatest prophet born of women, right? Look, Luke 7:38, read it when you get a moment. Well, as I was listening to this short 33-minute portion of R.C. Sproul, this theologian, talking about the greatest prophet born of women, John the Baptist, I started to think within myself, I'm going to go online. This is what I was doing, by the way, on the way back from Indiana over the last couple days. And I as I was listening to R.C. Sproul, I said to myself, now I'm going to go over to a modern-day false prophet. And I went to Chuck Pierce. And again, I'm not denying the fact that some of these men have the gift, but I am telling you they're workers of lawlessness. And the reason I'm telling you that is because they're not turning men from their evil deeds. No, they're talking about portals, and they're talking about prayer, and they're talking about things that they can't verify, and they're talking about this, that, and the other thing. And the fact of the matter is, friends, they're not preaching out against abortion. They're not preaching out against sodomy. They're not preaching about or against the evils found within the church, first and foremost, and the evils found within the government. That the way that the biblical prophets prophesied in what they did. I mean, when you look at Hosea 6:5, here, I'm going to go there. I want you to just get an idea as to what I'm talking about, because this is crazy stuff. You see these false prophets of the day, and I'm going to get into more of this in just a little bit here, but you look at the false prophets of the day, they do everything in their power to not offend. And see, the whole time, they're offending God by not commanding or keeping the commandments of the Lord and preaching out against the sin that are ensnaring men. They're at peace. They want peace in the world, right? They're at peace with the world that's at war with God. And I'm going to go over to John 16:33 in a moment too, because that comes to my aid as I'm speaking to you even now. But it tells us in Hosea 6:5, this is a prophet. Therefore have I hewed them by the prophets. I have slain them by my words and the words of my mouth. And he says, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. That is a prophet. Now, we're going to come right back to this in just a moment so we can understand the voice of a stranger we will not follow.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024, at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Hey, folks, I think we're all experiencing the fallout of censorship here. Again, most people don't want to listen to that. They just want to keep getting their ears tickled. As they heap teachers up to tickle their itching and itch their itching ears to tell them the things that they want to hear. And that's why the American people are in trouble today, because they do nothing in the face of being attacked. I was just spending some time yesterday in the book of Proverbs again, and I'm thinking of Proverbs 21:7. Can somebody please post that on live chat? You deserve, America, exactly what you're allowing to happen. And it's not just like a few people are complaining about what's going on here. There's a whole lot of people across the country that are complaining about what's going on here. And somehow or another, they believe that their oppressor, the one that's being led back into the people's White House, is going to be the one to deliver them from the very things that he's delivering them to, in fact. And this is what we're talking about, knowing the difference between the false prophets and the real prophets. Speaking of which, I remember just a couple years ago when Trump was in office, I remember having a personal connection. Matter of fact, during Bush's administration, I had his evangelical board member at my house. And he was from Maryland, flew into Minnesota, hung out with me for a minute. And I remember him talking to me about how Trump and Bush, they had these evangelical boards that were set up that were going to do absolutely nothing to confront him and his evil deeds. Bishop Harry Jackson told me, I thought it was odd that he would never preach out against the sodomite agenda. And here's the evangelical boards all sitting there praising him. I was personally told concerning Donald Trump that his evangelical board, the head, by the way, was Paula White, that heretic. Apparently, 1 Corinthians 14:33 didn't apply. Of course not. That's what they wanted. They want women to lead so they can oppress. Read Isaiah 6 and Isaiah 3 when you get a moment, friends. They're supposed to be silent in the church and learn from their husbands at home. That's not what's happening. They appointed them. And in the process of appointing them, Donald Trump, his evangelical board, forgive me, did nothing but for 3 hours sit and praise him for what he was advocating. They didn't take the time to pull the curtain back. No, they were a part of the good old boys club. They were a part of the evangelical board. And what did they do? Did they do what the Lord commanded them to do? Absolutely not. Now do you understand why they were appointed? Okay, they're controlled opposition. This includes Franklin Graham. This includes Paula White and the other and the best that you have in this country. What did they do? Did they confront him for abortion? Did they confront him for his part in playing with the what they call the transgenders in his pageantries? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. They didn't want to hear that. It was out of sight and out of mind. They didn't want to hear anything that they had to take responsible for concerning what they needed to do in confronting Donald Trump. And America's okay with this. I'm not okay with it. And that's exactly what I'm doing on the radio right now. I'm absolutely not okay with any of this nonsense that's going on here. So I want to take the time so you can know the voice of a stranger so that you might not follow him. And so what I was doing during the first segment, I was highlighting the fact that on the way back from Indiana, friends, I was listening to R.C. Sproul, a theologian, talking about John the Baptist. And I got a thought, and I said, let's go to the present now, from 2,000 years ago to right now. The message was, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2. And also keep in mind, John the Baptist told those that claim to be the Lord's to bring forth fruit under repentance. And you can read what the fruits of repentance are in 2 Corinthians 7:10-11. We don't see any of that, or very little of that, in America today. Okay, it's a completely different message. Why? Because they're listening to a different voice. I highlighted the fact during the end of the last segment in Hosea 6:5. What does it say? It says, therefore have I hewed them by the prophets, cut them in pieces. I cut them down to size, that they might understand that there's none righteous, no, not one. I have slain them by the words of my mouth, said the Lord, and my judgments goeth forth like lightning. Well, Bradley, that's the Old Testament. No, it is the Old Testament indeed, Hosea 6:5. But throughout the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, somebody show me where they didn't see the characteristics of the prophets continuously throughout the mouth of Jesus, out of the heart and mouth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the prophet that did the exact same thing that the Lord's always done since the beginning of time. It's amazing. And then I highlighted the fact that the church today set up false prophets, and they preach not out against any of the sins of the nation. They're just talking about speculative things that they say that they see. That's what they do. They sit there and they talk about things that they see in the spirit rather than just going back to the plain meaning of the word of God and preach out against those that are murdering children, preaching out against sodomy, preaching out against the sins of the church first and foremost because judgment begins in the house of God. But is that what they're doing? And then preaching out against the sins of the government. That's exactly what Jeremiah was sent to do. That's exactly what the prophets were sent to do. And speaking of John the Baptist, what did John the Baptist do in Luke 3:19? He called out all of the evils of Herod. And you're told by the modern day preachers today that have put themselves up for gain, they're called hirelings, John 10:12, that we're supposed to have nothing to do with politics. Oh my goodness, the Lord established the church in the government through the church in this country, folks. 1821 and 1825 of Exodus. Are you people kidding me? 281-845-4704. But as the Lord says to the people that refuse to hear the word of the prophetic, my people would have it so. One of the things that I highlighted too is they're making war with God in Micah 3:5. That's what the false prophets are doing because you're giving heed to it. Do you not realize that false prophets are set up by the people as a judgment unto themselves? So in other words, the Lord is saying, you're doing this to yourselves. Those are not my words. This is not what I called them to do. I did not send these people, but yet you're taking heed to them because they're telling you the things that you want to hear rather than the words of the Lord to turn you from your evil deeds. the American professors in the church today, this is prevalent. This is prevalent across the country. They're making peace with the world that's at war with God. This is what the people are putting up with. When you look at this, I seen a lady the other day on live chat who should have knew better than this, but she said, I'm for peace, not war. Well, so was King David. He said he was peace for peace, but they were for war. He said he was for love, but they hated him for his love in Psalm 109 verse 5. What people, if you would take the time to read the Word of God, you would understand the error of your ways, because you're thinking in a way that is contrary to the Word of God on so many different fronts. You know, when I think of Martin Luther, he's the guy that said, when I preach, I'm going to preach in such a way that either they hate their sin or they're going to hate the preacher. That's right. John Wesley said the same thing. He said, you preach 90% law, 10% grace. You preach in such a way that either they're going to repent or they're just going to hate the preacher. That's right. There is no room for error. There is no room for compromise. You know, we hear today, well, let's just be friends with them and befriend them to Jesus. I can't find that in Scripture. Let's just go ahead and set counselors up to go find those people to come back to church so they can support our cause rather than God's will through us. Right? We see that all day long too. And yet when we look at Scripture, we see men left all and they followed Jesus. Jesus didn't walk around propping them up. No, he kept going on and he kept telling them and turning to them and telling them that you are called to seek and save that which is lost. You're to teach all nations. You're to give forth the great commission that I give you. You're to be fishers of men. That's not what you're hearing. You're hearing false prophets. Jeremiah 23, read the whole chapter, talk about what? Making men vain. And what does the Lord say? You're making them vain by the words of your own wicked heart and your own wicked imaginations. This is the voice that the American people have been listening to. I'll tell you another one of these is Mark Taylor. A majority easily hands down in this country. Another one is Green. She calls herself a prophetess, Julie Green. I'm telling you right now, folks, beware. She is as false from the top of her devilish head to the sole of her feet. She is deceived and she needs to repent. And so does Mark Taylor. And what are they driving you to, folks? The spirit of the world. They're being led by the spirit of the world, not by the spirit of God that stands there alone like Elijah and goes to the top of the mountain and the fire falls. And before that happens, he says to them, the real prophets, what do? They say, how long will you falter between two opinions? You hypocrites! Either the Lord is God or he is not, or Baal is, the God that you've created in your mind. And the Lord bore witness to the truth of the matter. Who are the people following? Who are the people following, friends? They were following, first of all, King Ahab and Jezebel. He who did evil and turned not from his wicked ways before the Lord. And what did they do? They followed the false prophets and the false priests that set up Baal. We're going to come right back to this, folks. I'm sticking to the topic here. This is too important. They're at peace with the world that's at war with God. Keep that thought. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths and working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. People like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Okay, so welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Talking about the voice of a stranger we will not follow. Folks, the voice of the stranger is the spirit of the world, and the church and the false prophets are set up, and they are making war against the God of heaven, a war they will not win. And what they are, friends, is they are enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ, is what they are. They refuse to preach the word of God. They refuse to preach against the sins of the nation. Nope, they do everything but. They just gloss over everything. They don't want to offend anybody. They want you to continuously support them so they can build or pay off their new building program. Oh, I've seen it my whole ministry. And you know what ministries like us do? We have to suffer the cause. Did you know, if you haven't, you're going to find out. Didn't know, you're going to find out, so you do know, that out of the high schools that we did across the country, because we were out there doing what we were doing, in reaching the young people, did you know that out of the 365 high schools, we had to raise the money to get to the schools all the way to Key West from Minnesota? We had to raise money to pay for the high school assembly so we could get to the young people. Where was the church? They were opposing us. They were opposing us for reaching out to their own kids. Why? Because they didn't want us, they didn't want themselves to be undone in the face of their children. They didn't want everybody to see what they weren't doing by what we were doing. Read Numbers 14, 13 and 14. Folks, it's terrible where we're at. The people don't know the difference. And I just said during the end of the last segment, folks, they're at peace with the world that's at war with God. Last week, I was highlighting the fact during the first and second segment, somebody that should know better online was talking about, oh, I'm for peace. Yeah. What do you think? I'm for war? Hey, Bradley, you know, I'm for peace. I just, you know, that's a different gospel. You're right, and you're listening to the wrong one. Jesus said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. He said, in me you might have Christ. You're dead to yourself, and you're alive to him. Read Romans 6. He said, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Well, Jesus wasn't for war. Oh, Bradley, where are you at? I don't know. I'm just going to ask you the question again. Where are you at? Because you are completely misled. You are indoctrinated. It tells us in Matthew 10:34 that think not that I come to send peace on earth. I come not to send peace, but a sword. He's talking about the Spirit of God. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord God. He's come to tell the world what it is that they don't want to hear. And what does the Bible tell us? Listen, I can shut the show down right after this. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. And what does it say? And I'm going to go there right now because it's just coming up in thought. When I go over to Luke 13:35, what does it say, friends? What does it say? I'm going to go there for you. It says, behold, your house is left desolate unto you. And he said, and verily I say unto you, you shall not see me until the time when you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Well, what does 13:34 say? Let's go to that which precedeth it. What does it say? O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kill those that are sent unto you, the prophets, and you stone those that are sent unto you. He said, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, but you would not. Whoa, it sounds like the Lord Jesus, when he came into this world, he came in to tell the world what it is that they needed to hear rather than what it was that they wanted to hear. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Again, this country is filled with these sorts of people. Here, let me give you a couple examples. Jesus said, he that entereth in the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. No, in America the people know the voice of a stranger, and they don't know the voice of God. What was the message that the Lord Jesus conveyed to those who he went to? Well, Matthew 4:17 tells us, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's interesting how they were all told to do all the same things. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, it really is. So the message that is popular today contradicts the words of God. Yet they call themselves Christians. No, they are promoting and being used as conduits to promote a spirit of Antichrist. That's what it is. I want to say this to you too. When you have a prophet, a false prophet, tell you to follow that of a man, let me put this in the light of Scripture for you, because I hear all of these people that call themselves Christians today blindly following those that are driving them and making it easy to go right into the hell that they're allowing them to make. Okay, it's absolutely amazing to me how they're all told to follow a man. God appointed him for this. He's going to make America great again. Nope, you are sadly mistaken. Calvin was right when he said, when God means to judge a nation, he appoints wicked rulers. That's exactly what's going on. And how do you judge that? Read Psalm 12:8. The wicked walk on every side when what? The vilest of men are exalted. Oh my goodness. You know, isn't it interesting? You see all this stuff going down with Diddy right now? Hey folks, he's a plant. That's all he is. Diddy has handlers that are supplying him with all the money, with all the contacts between all the musicians that are being compromised right now. Why? Because they were paid and set up to extort them to fall in line with the narrative that they mean to send. And if they didn't fall in line with it, guess what would happen? They would oust them, or they would shut them down. You know what's interesting is they're talking about all the musicians that were filmed in compromised positions, but they're not highlighting the fact that so were the politicians. Doesn't anybody think that's kind of odd? I showed you last week, friends, a picture of Melania and Donald. Oh, I bet there was 20, 30 pictures of them hanging out with Diddy. Guess who else is hanging out with Diddy? Barack Obama. Guess who else is? I mean, the list goes on and on. They are compromised men that all have handlers. The reason I'm saying that is cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, and yet somehow or another this man that God has appointed to make America great again is somehow or another doing just that. No, that's not what he's done, it's not what he's doing, and it's not what he's going to do. At least now you know from this platform you're being lied to. There's no going back after this. You're being lied to. You judge a man by his fruit, not by what a false prophet says to you. Okay? And here's the other thing. Prophets can get a word as to who's coming into office next, but it doesn't necessarily mean that he's a good man. It doesn't mean that God appointed him for the good of the people. Look at Nebuchadnezzar. The Bible called Nebuchadnezzar the servant of the Lord. All men are his servants, good, bad, and ugly, indifferent, whatever the case might be. They're all appointed by God for his purposes because he's in control of all things at all times and all places. Either you're under the blessings or you're under the curse. No in-betweenites. That's on you, not on me. Let me go on here. So I just gave you the word in John 10, and it was talking about how the voice of a stranger, they know not. And yet the American people, that's all they've been listening to is the voice of a stranger. And they have the audacity to call themselves Christians when, in fact, if Jesus in the flesh was here incarnate, he would rebuke them for their hypocrisies. That's what we're doing here. Right? Because he is alive forevermore. And we are called to be witnesses of the resurrection. Hey, folks, what's going on out there? Again, they're promoting the spirit of Antichrist. The lust of the flesh. The way they're promoting the lust of the flesh is they're not addressing it. They're not telling you to repent of your sin concerning the lust of the flesh or the lust of the eyes or the pride of life. This is not the Father, but it is of the world. That's what it tells us in 1 John 2:16. Again, it's a spirit of Antichrist. Again, they're enemies to the cross. They're enemies of righteousness, again, that are making war against the Lord. And why is that? Because there's no light in them. And you know why they prevail? Where they do prevail, because the people haven't taken the time to know the difference. Hey, folks, not only is it firstly happening in the churches, but it's happening in politics as well. Why is it happening in politics? Because those same people, the 86% that profess to be Christians that don't know the Word of God, they are not Christians. They're self-deceived individuals that are hoping to buy times as they continuously put up false prophets, false teachers, in a place to itch their itching ears to deceive themselves further until they enter into the gates of hell where they belong. That's the truth of the matter. That is scriptural from start to finish. Start to finish. Jesus spoke more of hell than he did of heaven. And yet somehow or another, they're just heaven bound, not knowing that when you're born of the Spirit of God, the grace that the Lord bestows upon you leads you to holiness, not as an excuse or a license to go ahead and remain in your sin. That is not Christian freedom. That is bondage. That is bondage. Let me go on here. I want to end this. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we are the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. I just gave it to you. You're going to have to discern. You're called to make distinction, friends. The Bible says in the book of Corinthians, the New Testament, that you're going to judge angels. Jesus talked about judging righteously in John 7:24. And when you go back to the Old Testament, what does it say in Ezekiel 44:23? You're called to make distinction. Gosh, I was talking to a pastor and some of his deacons, his church overseers. And I'm sitting here saying to my gosh, if the Bible doesn't teach you to judge on the unrighteous, what does it teach you? My goodness. How did they overlook that? Well, they just never read the Old Testament because they've been told by a bunch of Marcions that the wrath of God and the character of God in the Old Testament is a thing of the past. You are sadly mistaken. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook.com, Sons of Liberty Media.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of 3 decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current future generations to a value of the nation past and the reverence to God and then our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Yeah. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024 at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th at 6:30 p.m.,
we'll be
in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom.
That's next.
On October 19th at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota.
Up and coming.
The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
Welcome back. All of you smart people on live chat, I can see some of you guys over there are new. Some of the stuff that you're saying is absolutely nonsensical. I don't mean to be disrespectful to you as a person, but you need to think about what you're saying. You're talking to a bunch of biblically educated people over here on live chat. So, and I'm hoping that some of you guys on live chat at least have the intestinal fortitude to deal with the issue so I don't have to look down and then turn and deal with it and take time away from the show. We got Stacy calling from Minnesota. Stacy, thank you for staying in the fight with me. I can't tell you how much I respect that.
Well, thank you, Bradley, for all you do. I guess it's because once you wake up, you start seeing it everywhere, the lies, the deception. My cousin is also awake, and she got me to look at some of these buildings that they try to tell us were built in like a year. And we couldn't make a building like that now if we tried. And there's a narrative we don't understand that they are keeping us in the dark about. I don't know what it is. I'll just keep praying about it. But there's a lot they don't tell us. And I looked at it. They talk about the orphan trains and the asylums they put people in. And it's kind of... it's kind of eye-opening to see them so working so hard to lie to you, and yet leaving important details out that just show you the lie no matter what they do. The lie just yeah. opens up.
But let me say this. I I've said this before, Stacy, and I say this with my you know, me standing in front of you as my sister, is I don't care how they live their lives as long as they're doing it lawfully. And if they're doing it unlawfully, they need to fear the righteous in this country. And I don't want to add to their narrative. And I already know all the bad news. I know what they mean. I also know that people are waking up across the boards because we're seeing more and more of this illegal censorship by the subversives where they're hard at work. As a matter of fact, guys, I want you to think about this really quick as I'm speaking to Stacy and you. Even over the last couple of days, there's been reports of Facebook and big tech companies censoring and suppressing and banning the speech of those that are in North Carolina asking and trying to reach out for help. I want you to contemplate what I just said to you, because you need to understand that if you're not going to turn and help those that are crying out, and I'm talking about the poor of spirit right now, remember the Lord said in the book of Proverbs that the day that you cry out, there will be no help coming for you neither. And what I'm hearing going back now to Stacy is this is all history repeating itself, because I've watched documentaries on these orphan trains. I've watched documentaries on a plethora of topics that took place concerning World War II. And it's all in replay again, because the American people in their pride somehow or another think that this will never happen, not knowing that it's going to be as the days of Noah. Men are going to marry, people are, they're going to be buying their houses, they're going to be at football games, and then all of a sudden that flood's going to come and then it's all over. I think people need to contemplate the scriptures when it says only a few souls were saved in the book of Peter. And Jesus also said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way, and there be few there be that find it. And that applies to all of us. So I'm going to give it back to you, Stacy, but I totally agree. It's just going to come down to war on our streets. There's no doubt about it. I had some friends that came out to the Indiana event from Michigan, and he had basically parroted my thoughts when he said, Bradley, there is no way out of where we're at. The bad guys will not relinquish their power that has been given by them through the disobedient. He said, there's going to be war. And I said, there's no question about it, because of the innocent blood that has been shed that the Lord will not pardon in 2 Kings 24:4. I'll give you the last word, Stacy.
Well, I think you're absolutely correct, but I'm wondering how many times this culture we've gone through it, because when you look at a show just about architecture and the lies they tell us there at my lunch break, it's on Rumble, you see it. You see that they are lying so that they can tell people they evolved. And there is no way we are getting more advanced technologically when they tell us that these buildings, which we can't do right now, were made by people who were living in shacks.
Yeah.
And that's all we can do.
Yeah. No, listen, they're going to put the truth for the lie and the lie for the truth. They're going to put light for darkness. They're playing with fire. They're playing with their own eternities. And yet they can be told 1,000 times. Martin Luther said, you can talk to someone until you're blue in the face, but until the Holy Ghost gives them revelation, it all goes for naught. So the only thing we can do, Stacy, is continuously preach the word. And that's what we're going to do here. And we're not going to stop because somebody doesn't like it. Matter of fact, we just put some more billboards up in Minnesota here. And we're going to do our best to continuously find people in internet or interconnect with across the country that are taking it over the top of the heads of those that mean to silence them. By the grace of God, I'm not going to be silenced, folks. I don't care if people look at this as saying, you know what, Bradley, who cares? You're just one voice. I know. But if you look at the history of man, here is the hope. God will not leave himself without a witness concerning him neither, because the Holy Spirit will not be straightened. That means he will not be silenced. But if you look at the history of how nations pivot, it's amazing to me how there's one or there's two that were involved in nations turning back the right direction. I can give you a couple. I can give you 56 of them called your forefathers that trusted God. I can go back to Oliver. And I'm thinking of Oliver. I've watched the movie 100 times, and it's absolutely, absolutely vital. It's important information, and we need to drink it all in. I'm also thinking of Martin Luther. I'm also thinking of the Puritans. I'm thinking of men that said no to the wicked one and the evil one, and they stood up and they trusted God, and the Lord answered, and he gave them exactly what it was. Here's the key word, what it was that they were willing to fight for concerning the good fight of faith in 1 Timothy 6:12. Hey, folks, don't take your counsel from the wicked. Micah 6:16. Here's the good news. There is no wisdom, there is no understanding nor counsel. Listen carefully. There is no counsel against the Lord. There is no wisdom. There is nobody has any understanding. I don't care if they have they know dark sentences or not. Daniel 8:25. I don't care about all that. It's only temporal. See, what they're afraid of is the righteous are going to wake up and figure out, wait a second, we serve a God that cannot be manipulated, that cannot be bought off. We serve a God that is holy, that is just. And the fact of the matter, he's going to have his last word every single time. And that's exactly what we've seen. I've said this a million times. The seed of the righteous will be forever. The seed of the righteous is forever. The earth is established, and it's still established and operates in the ordinances that the Lord has ordained. Read the whole book of Psalm 119. It's fantastic. It's the longest chapter in the Bible. I'm going over here really quick because I got a thought. And again, we're doing live radio. And I was thinking of Oliver Cromwell when he stood up against the king. Oh my goodness, and history's riddled with men that said no to tyrants, and they won. I think of, everybody knows the movie Braveheart. You know, that's premised on a real story, a true story. Not the way it was portrayed through the globalist Mel Gibson, no. No, I'm talking about when he got his head chopped off and he was disemboweled. He had the book of Psalms laid right next to his head. Most people don't know that. He was the one that would not be ruled by tyrants. And look at the movement that he started. I can even go back to Martin Luther King Jr. Folks, why do you think they assassinated him? Why do you think the FBI and J. Edgar Hoover continuously demonized him? Because they were getting afraid of the people that were listening to the righteous voice of that prophet. Folks, in the midst of all the odds that we're facing right now, and again, I am not going to give power to the enemy. I am not going to give tongue to the enemy. They want you to believe in many, in the minds of men throughout this country, and those that are listening to me right now, you believe within yourself that they are a lot bigger and there's a lot more of them than there really is. I want to tell you something, friends. You're deceived. That's why they're being pushed in a corner right now, because people are waking up and they're trying to jam everything through as quickly as possible. And the reward and the honor only goes to those that are willing to stand up and fight the good fight of faith. And in the end of the show, friends, I have to say this. Isn't it time for all of us to stand up and be counted? I mean, it's not like we get another opportunity when this one's over with, right? Redeem the time, for the days are evil. I love you by what I do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. And I'm going to pick this up again. It is just that worthy concerning the content. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. See ya.